There is a lot of discussion in the American politics about what we should do. In fact, Thomas Jefferson said this was a good thing, that the human reason gifted by God with the ability to seek the truth in argumentation and discussion should talk about various things to come to a knowledge of what is best for society. But we sometimes do not know how to argue, and when we are faced with the truth, we come up with creative answers. There was a story about a young man who got a job as a truck driver, and he had a big flatbed truck for the first time, and he got lost in a foreign city. And before he knew it, there was a sign, low bridge, and he got stuck under it. And as a police officer pulled up and asked him, "What happened? Didn't you see the sign?" He said, "No, officer, I was delivering a bridge and ran out of gas." So we become very creative when we are embarrassed, when we're in the wrong. But learning how to argue always means facing the truth as you see it and sticking to it. Do you know when you're losing an argument? You know you're losing an argument when you stop arguing the issue and start attacking the person. Instead of talking, for example, should we buy a new house? We turn to our spouse and we say, "I never liked you anyway." That's when you know you're not arguing about a house anymore. You're attacking a person. It's a desperate act of saying, "I can't win the argument, so I will get rid of the person who I'm arguing against." This happens in civil society, and it's a danger for democracy. Because when I tell a young couple, I say, never go to sleep mad. Stay up and argue about it, but look for the truth. Don't look to win. Make the truth the victor in every argument that you have, no matter how bitter the pill is to swallow, to admit, yes, you are right, or no, you are partially right and I'm partially right, is a person who knows how to do this. And as a final thought, there is a saying in the Christianity, it's about from the 3rd century, and this is what it says: in essentials, have unity. In non-essentials, have liberty. And in all things, charity. Let me repeat that. If something is essential, be united, be one people, be one Christian group, one church. And things that are not important, what color this should be, where this should be, have as much liberty and freedom as possible. But in all things that you do, whether they're essential or non-essentials, have charity. Never forget, the goal of any argument is not to kill the person you're arguing with, but to have the truth. Because if you attack each other, truth dies and nobody wins. Christos Rozhdayecha.